The White House today identified the man who was killed over the weekend during a rally in Portland, Oregon. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the man is Aaron J. Danielson. The founder of a right-wing group called Patriot Prayer says that Danielson belonged to the group. And yesterday, Oregon Governor Kate Brown said that she'll increase police presence in Portland, Oregon, following the fatal shooting. Danielson was shot and killed Saturday night amid clashes between Trump supporters and protesters, just days after another fatal shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin. For more in Portland, we have Dirk Vanderhart, politics and government reporter with Oregon Public Broadcasting. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Tonya.
Give us context for this week's shooting. There have been nightly protests for racial justice in Portland for the last 3 months, as we know, but the past few weeks have been different.
Yeah, that's right. Since May, the protests we've seen have often resulted in clashes between demonstrators and law enforcement. That was especially true in July when the president sent federal officers to the city. In the last couple weeks, the dynamic has shifted. What we've seen each of the last two weekends is conservative groups coming into Portland to demonstrate. And that has led to violence when they run up against these racial justice protesters. There has been open brawling in the streets. In some cases, different groups are shooting paintballs at each other or even spraying bear mace.
Walk us through what happened on Saturday.
So there is not much concrete or official from law enforcement at this point. The investigation is playing out. What we do know is that the shooting occurred on Saturday just before 9 p.m. outside of a parking garage downtown here. That was shortly after the large pro-Trump rally I mentioned drove vehicles through the city, as I said, spurring clashes and violence.
Have police said anything about a suspect yet?
No, we are still waiting for anything concrete there, too. There is obviously a lot of speculation out there, but as I said, nothing official.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown stepped in last night and she laid out her plan to respond to this. What is she saying?
Brown is essentially saying that Portland police just don't have the resources right now to effectively handle the demonstrations. So her approach is to send in officers from both the state police and neighboring counties and cities to help relieve Portland officers. I think very notably, Brown is talking also about stepped up resources from federal agencies like the FBI, which is something many people on the ground will likely find alarming. But the basic point the governor is making is that violence and property destruction that Portland has seen this year is not going to be tolerated. People will be prosecuted and arrested, even as she says, police will protect free speech and peaceful demonstrations.
You know, this has become a national issue. President Trump has been tweeting, calling Portland crime infested, saying local leaders have lost control. Mayor Ted Wheeler, on the other hand, blamed Trump for the violence. Let's listen.
Do you seriously wonder, Mr. President, why this is the first time in decades that America has seen this level of violence? It's you who have created the hate and the division.
Dirk, how much does the situation on the ground reflect what we're hearing from politicians at both the local and the national level?
Yeah, I think what your listeners should know, I mean, people should realize when they hear and see these things about Portland is that when violence occurs, it typically is contained to very small pockets of the city. This is not a city on fire or a city where you're going to be mobbed going about your business day to day. I mean, in the vast majority of Portland, life has continued on as usual. I think that when, with that said, I mean, when people like Wheeler talk about hate and division, it is certainly true that the groups that are clashing on Portland streets pretty clearly represent the stark polarization of the moment.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in many ways a microcosm of what's happening in the country. What have you been seeing in Portland that can give us insight into what's happening across the rest of the country?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I guess what struck me is what this says about just how difficult and painful the changes we're talking about in the moment are. Portland officials believe they have taken meaningful steps to try to address concerns about policing. You know, they've stripped the police bureau of funding in some cases and taken away a controversial gun crimes unit. But protesters very, very clearly do not agree and have vowed to continue demonstrating until demands are met. And then at the same time, we have these other groups coming into the city to advocate the other way and in favor of the police, which is, of course, very in line with President Trump's rhetoric. There is just not a clear path out of those standoffs at at that standoff at this point. And that is what I think is very concerning to people on the ground.
That's Dirk Vanderhart, reporter with Oregon Public Broadcasting. Dirk, thank you so much for this insight.
Yeah, my pleasure.